Well, what I want to do is I want to explain to you a little bit about what's going to happen next in regards to the baptism of five people this morning, which means that we need to back up. And before we talk about baptism, we need to talk about the gospel of Jesus again. And really, in particular, about the gospel, we need to think about three things. We need to think about the truth about sin, and we need to think about the good news of Jesus, and we need to think about response to Jesus, the right response to Jesus. So we have five believers in Jesus Christ coming forward to be baptized this morning. The Bible tells us the truth about ourselves. The way that the Bible describes human beings like me and you is this way. Here's the list. We're sinners. That means we're transgressors, or we're trespassers. Wherever God has set himself as the line, we pass it. We step where we should not step. The Bible calls us enemies of God. The Bible says that we are rebellious against God. The Bible even says that we are hostile and engaged in evil deeds before God and against him. The Bible says that we are also excluded from the life, the very life that is God. The Bible tells us that we are dead in those sins and transgressions. We are called children of God's wrath. We are worthy in that condition of his righteous and eternal wrath being poured out upon us. Not because those offenses are eternal in nature, but because the one who is offended is eternal. His standard is eternal. And in that condition, the Bible calls us helpless. And what that means is that we can do nothing in and of ourselves to change ourselves from that condition. There's no self-help that you or I can do to improve upon that deplorable condition before God. Once you've faced that truth about yourself before God, you then have good news presented to you. And here's the good news. The Bible tells us that Jesus himself bore sin in his body on the cross. On the cross. But it wasn't his own sin that he was bearing in his body while he was suffering and dying on the cross. Jesus personally knew no sin himself, but he willingly substituted himself in the place of sinners at the cross in order to bear sin out of God's sight forever. His father looked upon his son there as if the sin that was upon him was his own. And so the father turned his wrath away from the sinner and turned it toward his son on the cross. And he poured out every drop of his wrath on his son at the cross in the place of sinners. The penalty that the sinner had to pay was paid by Jesus instead on the cross. Forgiveness of sin was purchased because of what the Son and the Father did together at the cross. Jesus died, and Jesus was buried. God raised him from the dead 3 days later. And currently, Jesus is at the right hand of his Father in heaven until it is time for him to come back and judge the world and reign on it. Once you've seen this good news concerning what God did through his Son Jesus, you can then move to what's the right response to that message of good news. Jesus did this for sinners. Which ones? The Bible tells us that Jesus did this great work at the cross for every single sinner who believes in him. When we read Acts 10:43 earlier, it says that everyone who believes in him has forgiveness of sins. Everyone who believes has this forgiveness of sin. The right response is to believe that God did what he said he did at the cross through his Son for you. To entrust your life to Jesus Christ, to no longer trust in yourself. You see, faith is that great act of looking away from yourself to God in Christ. Jesus is the focal point of faith. And all who did this in the past, all who will even do it in this moment right now, and all who will do it in the future before Jesus comes back, those are the ones for which forgiveness of sins is promised. On the basis of that faith in Jesus Christ, God declares over that believer that he is righteous in God's sight. God looks at that believer as if sin has never touched his life or her life or ever could. That believer trying to do good deeds has nothing to do with the declared righteousness that God puts over that believer on the basis of faith alone. So you have to know the truth about sin. You have to then hear the good news of Jesus, and you have to have the right response to this Jesus. And then that makes you ready to talk about the waters of baptism. These five today profess that that biblical response to Jesus is their own, that they are indeed believers in Jesus Christ. They took a couple of baptism classes. We walked through what the gospel was. We walked through what baptism is. We talked about what it does and what it does not do. They, each one of them, of the five, have had elder interviews where they've been able to talk about their faith in Jesus Christ with an elder. And really what baptism is it's as simple as obedience to Jesus. Being baptized in water is as simple as obedience to Jesus. He has determined that one of the very first acts of obedience to him is to be baptized, to go all the way underwater and to come all the way out of water in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And these five today just simply want to obey Jesus Christ and be baptized because of their belief in his saving work accomplished for them at the cross. Water baptism is also as simple as public identification. What they want to do this morning is publicly identify with all of you who believe in Jesus. When a believer gets baptized, the believer is declaring before the public that's listening that he or she is a member of that group of people that follows Jesus Christ, the church. All of you will know today that these five, as believers in Jesus, they want to be identified with you as a believer in Jesus Christ. So let's hear them boast in their Savior.